Welcome back to the Wrestling Click Podcast. This is Shay.
Hi.
I'm Andrea.
And it is April 9th, 2019, and SmackDown just went off an hour ago.
Yeah.
It's the SmackDown after Mania.
Yeah.
Usually the shows after Mania are action-packed. And they always have a lot of surprises or some people debuting. And
we weren't surprised. They weren't debuts. Like, no, they were.
I mean, right? There were switches. There were switches between shows. There was trades between shows. We got large.
There were swerves. Like,
for a second time this week, we got Lars when we did not even ask for him. We did not want him. He could have stayed where he was.
We got Drew. For what reason? Because he didn't... I thought, you know, when Drew came out, I'm like, okay. So, like, there's a reason Drew's in SmackDown. He didn't even do anything in the match. I'm like, what the fuck did you bring Drew to SmackDown for?
Poor Drew. Roman sent him back to the mid-carders lane. Back being a mid-carder again. He had his push and Roman was like, no, there's only room for one really big intimidating guy in on top of this mountain, and it's not you. I'm sorry, Drew, but you're gonna have to go come WrestleMania. And he went and he skipped out on Raw.
He kicked him. Well, he was there. He was too hungover to do the show. He was like, you know what? I'm going to come out there after. When Seth calls me, I'm going to come out there, give my presence. Everybody see me in my tank top and sweatpants. And then I'll get out of there. He was hungover.
His whole outfit just screamed, I had a rough night.
Yeah. He had, you know, the tank top and the sweatpants and the shoes. And I was like, man.
Seth came out and was like, I'm feeling pretty bad this morning or just at tonight. I'm like, oh, I'm sure you do. You're hungover. You might have had a little get down with Becky. You know,
Seth didn't look hungover. Seth was peppy. He was happy.
Of course he didn't look hungover because he probably hit the gym the next morning and tried to sweat it out.
At 5 a.m. Because he's a freak.
Exactly.
But like, okay, like we're going to talk about Seth and Roman later. And
We're going to talk about the guys on Raw.
The boys. Okay, SmackDown after Mania.
Yeah, SmackDown after Mania, and we ended up opening the show
with
Kofi and New Day for their New Day celebration. For Kofi, who won the WWE Championship
at Mania,
which was a really big deal for everybody, and we got to see Big E hit the splits again. We got to see Big E hit the splits again.
Big E's a freak. Like, a man of his size is not supposed to hit the splits like that man.
Exactly. Okay. And he hit him, and I was worried for him the whole time.
His flexibility is unreal.
It really is. Like, I'm really surprised that he can actually get down like that.
And, like, it's a perfect split. It's a full split. Like, perfect.
But I am really happy that he did that because I got me a meme for the next time Seth posts a picture. So I can just post a picture of Big E hitting the splits so Seth can know what's up. But the New Day had their celebration ceremony tonight. Kofi thanked his family and everything for being there and being supportive.
Tugging at my heartstrings.
Yeah, they were ringside.
As if I haven't cried enough.
Such a beautiful family. He has such a beautiful family. They're all so, especially the little boys. They're so cute.
Yeah.
But the ceremony got put to a stop when the bar came out. The bar is the Baron Corbin of the tag team division, if we're being real. Everyone
Baron and Bobby.
Every time the bar comes out anywhere to interrupt something that doesn't concern them, the entire WWE universe sighs in unison. Just like they do when Baron Corbin comes out or when Bobby Lashley come out. We all just sigh in unison just because we're tired of seeing them. Like, give us something fresh, you know? Just give us something fresh. Just not
the bar.
I mean, if you're going to give us the bar splitting up.
So, the bar comes out and says that they saved Kofi from losing his title, which I'm like, okay, I guess. You know, the match wasn't even 5 minutes, but okay. They saved him from losing his title, that they should be thanking them, and then they challenged the New Day to a match. Like, there's three of the New Day, there's two of the Bar, and they said that they made a friend on Raw.
Of course they did.
And of course they did, and out comes Drew.
The mid-carter of doom.
Drew.
One-third of mid-carters of doom.
Like, Drew gets no reaction. Like, it's like he comes out and everybody's like, okay. So Drew came out, and okay, I guess. And yeah, that's our main event.
Drew McIntyre is a very underwhelming person. There's not much to him at all. So, like, when he comes out,
you know that he, when he debuted on the main roster, you know, he was supposed to have a big push. He was like slated to be champion, at least on Raw Universal Champion, and I guess that went away because I don't think things worked out like they were supposed to.
No, they didn't, and I don't know. WWE, well, put it this way, Vince McMahon has a thing for big, overwhelming guy, not overwhelming, big guys, intimidating guys. Yeah. And he wants to give them the push, but the crowd isn't taking them because they're not as exciting as someone who's a lot smaller than them, who can flip through the air and move a lot faster than them. I mean, Drew moves fast, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But, I mean, there's nothing to him. He's just a guy with wet hair in his face, and he's just glaring at you. So, and he has an accent, and he sounds like he just seems intimidating, but there's not much to him. Like, there's no one's afraid of him or anything. Or, I mean,
classic.
He's just there. Okay. But that's our main event. The next thing that was to happen on SmackDown was a six-man tag, which was Aleister Black, Ricochet, and Ali, or Mustafa Ali, versus Andrade, Rusev, and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
And the match was a really good match. At first, I didn't have my glasses on when I was watching this. So when Ali popped up on screen, I was like, Seth, is that you? What are you doing here? And then I got a little closer and I squinted my eyes and I was like, oh, okay, no, that's Ali. But the match went really well. It was very exciting. I would like to point out my favorite part of the entire match was, of course, Aleister Black sitting down, because what isn't exciting about him doing a flip into a Indian style sitting?
That was the part where like everybody got on point and sat down. That was amazing. Yes. That was really cool.
The psychology that comes from the NXT stars is amazing. They know how to intimidate their opponents on a level that everyone on the main roster cannot.
Dude,
I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy how
I'm really excited for the shakeup next week, because I want to know where they're gonna end up.
I'm hoping I'm hoping Aleister ends up on Raw. I'm really, really hoping that Aleister ends up on Raw. But he seems like a blue brand person.
Yeah.
So more than likely, he's going to end up on SmackDown. And Ricochet is going to end up on Raw. And then we'll finally get our solos. But I'm also hoping that they are going to start letting the champions move in between shows since they're popping up on everybody's show. And we get to see Seth Rollins versus Aleister Black in the future. I mean, not right off the bat, because if if he pins Seth, then he gets a guaranteed title shot. That's usually how it goes in the WWE. If you pin a champion, you become a contender for that title.
Yeah.
And I don't think Aleister Black is ready for that. But the match ended. Ali, Ricochet, and Aleister Black won. Ali ended up getting the pin, I think. Ali, he's injured or something? Something with his eye?
No, he's not injured. He had a bad bump.
At WrestleMania during the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
And he was still in the ring and celebrating. And out of nowhere, it wasn't even out of nowhere because Ali was looking right dead at him. I guess he just didn't see him. And Randy Orton flies out of nowhere and RKOs him, leaving everyone confused as to why he's even RKOing Mustafa. Like, what did Mustafa do to you? I don't know. I mean, maybe he just didn't like the way he looked that night. Maybe he wore the wrong colors on SmackDown, because it's not Raw territory. It's SmackDown territory. Maybe it felt like RKOing somebody just because he lost this match against AJ Sunday night.
And then, KO, Kevin Owens, did a stunner on Rusev, and I pop for KO. I love KO.
He walked away so nonchalantly.
Kevin Owens is a national treasure.
He really is.
Protected at all costs.
I love the way he talks.
I love
it. I like the way he moves. It's hilarious. Especially his presence on Twitter. It's hilarious. But he went in, stunned Rusev, and then walked away, leaving everyone even more confused.
Yeah, so now it's like they're making statements, like the commentary said, like, everybody's out making statements because of the Superstar Shakeup coming up next week. Like, everyone's, like, leaving their final marks, I guess, if they do move brands, obviously. What was next?
Shane came out, and he was talking. And, well, he didn't even talk. He just came out just to come out and dragged around the ring announcer and continued to make him say the best in the world. He earned so many CM Punk chants tonight.
Oh, my God.
And his response was like the sassiest, please.
It's like they went, like they fucking asked for it. I'm like, what are you doing? You know this is going to happen.
Like, best in the world. Like, he keeps saying he's the best in the world, but we know who the best in the world is. That name was given to somebody, and he still owns it, apparently, in the WWE.
I guess.
I mean, he's probably sitting at home like, laughing this off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to see that the WWE still cares about me like they do. I mean, the WWE Universe, I'm pretty sure WWE doesn't really care, but Triple H has opened that door to CM Punk to come back if he wanted to. They have let bygones be bygones, from my understanding, but I don't see Punk coming back anytime soon. Maybe later for, like, a little cheap pop or something, but that's about it. But after that happened, he went to the back and... Well, who came out?
I don't know. Okay, I know that there was a segment. Okay, so I know there was a segment with R-Truth and Carmella.
Oh, yes, that's what it was. It was R-Truth and Carmella. They both came out.
Yeah. And
to celebrate Carmella's win, and Carmella thanked R-Truth.
And Samoa interrupted.
Samoa Joe interrupted. He came out and made a statement with R-Truth and then said something about he was ready for anybody to come at him for this title.
Yeah.
And then the strangest thing happened right after. Braun Strowman ended up on SmackDown.
Oh, my God. Everybody's
and jumping. He was teed off for no reason at all. Maybe he was upset because he was eliminated Sunday night. I don't know. But he came out, made a beeline for the ring, and he gave it to Samoa Joe. And Samoa tried to lock in the Coquina Clutch, and that did not work because, of course, Braun Strowman is bigger than Samoa Joe. And he got he was standing tall afterwards.
Yeah. And then Iconics came out, and it was funny because they were like, they stretched their hands to Braun. Like, shake the hands.
And Braun walked away. I love the Iconics. The Iconics are just so hilarious. And I also, what I love about the Iconics, I love that they added the Iconics into the beginning of their theme song.
Yeah.
I love cool. that. That was a really great ad.
I was
ad.
Confused at Mania. I was like, what the hell did I just hear? I thought it was a botch. I don't know. But they're like, they said Iconic. I was like, what the hell happened? I was like, oh my God, don't tell me they botched their entrance like we did with Kyrie's on NXT. I was like, but yeah, I love that added touch.
Cool. Yeah, I did too. And the Iconics ended up having a squash match against some indie stars called the Brooklyn Bells, who are, they're 45-0 in Brooklyn, but they officially became 45-1 in this squash match because they did not stand a chance, and I didn't see anything that screamed, hey, we're undefeated around here. They lost immediately, and we cut to backstage, and Paige is staring. She is studying the match for some reason. We don't know why she's studying the match. She's just studying it. And they go back to the ring to show them in the ring still, and they finally won.
Yeah.
And then they cut backstage again to Paige, where an interviewer comes up to her and asks her why was she watching the match. And yeah. Paige just simply said, they're very impressive, especially tonight. Very impressive. I'm seeing what they're doing. I think they're great champs, but I'm going to bring my own tag team next week to see how they handle them since they want competition.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking either, well, there were so many theories going around on Twitter, even some funny ones like, okay, Paige is coming out of retirement and she's going to bring AJ Lee with her, which was a really crazy theory because AJ Lee isn't coming back and Paige is retired, I think, forever. I wouldn't say forever. Maybe her neck will heal eventually. But they were also saying that Kairi Sane and Io Shirai.
Because they've been rumored since for a lot. Since they announced the shakeup, they've been rumored.
And Natalya kind of like told off twice on two people who are supposed to be coming to the WWE soon, supposed to be getting called up. Natalya told off on the Sky Pirates tonight.
And
Bianca Belair earlier in the day. So there's three people that we think are coming up. Thanks for spoiling it, Natalya. But yeah, that's that on that. We're gonna try to figure out. When the Superstar Shakeup happens, we'll see who she's bringing up. Maybe it'll be her and another person. Maybe it'll be someone from NXT, like Sky Pirates. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing who. But that's that. And then the next thing that was to happen was Lacey Evans and Becky Lynch. Well, Becky Lynch came out and was talking. She really didn't miss anything. She cut the same promo she cut last night on Raw.
Yeah. It was the same promo, literally.
But she did call, in a way, she kind of sort of called out Lacey Evans. She was like, well, I got this interruption from this blonde, this blondie right here. They showed the video of her trying to sucker punch. Well, she did sucker punch Becky Lynch last night, and it ended up in a brawl with Lacey Evans skating across the floor with her heels. And that was that on that, but she got through cutting her promo. Becky walked up the stage and stood there holding both titles. And then as soon as she turned around, Lacey Evans decked her in the face one last time. And Becky just fell to the ground and could not get up. Like sis got
shit rocked. She sold the fuck out of that punch.
Yeah, she was like, acting like she got slept by Lacey. Like, Lacey hit her with the hardest right hook on the planet. And she staggered for a little bit and looked around like she was hurt. I think they're going to set up a feud in, for Lacey Evans and Becky Lynch. I don't think I want that, just because there's other women that's more deserving than Lacey, because she hasn't had a match since the Royal Rumble. I don't think she's ready for that. I mean, yeah, she's a good competitor. If she wasn't a good competitor, she wouldn't be on the main roster right now. Or in NXT. Well, she'll probably still be in NXT. But I think there was somebody else. There's definitely somebody else that was probably more deserving. Like, I don't know. Sonya Deville. Sonya Deville could have easily came out there and be like, hey, I'm challenging you. And Sonya Deville could easily give Becky a run for her money. If they want to give her somebody to fight, quit making every arch nemesis of Becky Lynch a blonde. Because we've seen this movie already. We don't want to see it anymore.
Okay, so Usos versus Hardy.
Oh, man. Usos versus Hardys. I wish it would have happened at WrestleMania, and I wish it would have had some type of stipulation. We just got a regular match between the Usos and the Hardy Boys tonight. It wasn't like a ladder match or anything, but it was like, it was just a regular stipulation. Yeah, it was a good match. It was a regular stipulation match. Hardys got a full entrance. The Usos didn't, which was a preview for what was to come moments later. The Usos ended up losing their title to the Hardy Boys, and I do think that was their way of letting us know that the Usos might be going to Raw.
Yeah, they're going to Raw.
I wouldn't have any problem with the Usos going to Raw.
They're going to Raw. They faced every single team on SmackDown. They're going to Raw. They're going to Raw.
I think it's probably the best move if the Usos do go to Raw.
Yeah.
Just because the Raw tag team division needs great help.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of over there.
Yeah.
No one's really doing anything over there. I mean, I think the only like true tag team they have well is the Revival and then Rude and Gable.
Yeah.
I don't know who else. I can't remember what other tag teams they have.
Hopefully the Usos restore glory to the tag team division again. Or the Raw tag team division. What else? Okay, main event. Short match.
Very short match.
Short match. Kofi got the pin. I thought Drew was going to do more because I thought that was the reason he was going to be there.
Yeah, I expected him to do more. I thought they were going to end up, like, I don't know, putting him in a feud with Kofi, making him face Kofi, but I guess not. They're going to let him do his thing still until the superstar shakeup. I guess they're just trying to test him out, test the waters, and see what he'll do on SmackDown, and if he'll get received well. If he doesn't, I guess he's just going to go back to Raw.
Or he still doesn't get received well?
Yeah, even where he still doesn't get the reaction that he wants.
Yeah.
Poor Dean. Not Dean, Drew.
Oops. Oops.
Whoops. I got Dean on the brain. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. But
so, that was the end of the show.
Yeah, Kofi got the pin. The family was in the ring celebrating, you know, happy ending. Next week, Superstar Shake-Up in Canada. So,
Canada.
Really good, you know, good episode. Nothing out of normal. Nothing.
The show was way, way better than
Raw. Yeah.
Yeah, it was way better than Raw's last night. So, if I could give SmackDown a rating, it would be, I mean, I guess I'd give it a 10. Because tonight was pretty, well, never mind, because Lars Sullivan was on the show. So I'll give it a 9.5. Just because he was on the show and he exists, I have to demote 0.5 or half a point.
I get a 9.
But it was overall, it was a good show.
It was good. It was good. You know,
just Lars didn't have any place on the show at all. Unless they're trying to make him out to be the new Legend Killer, because he keeps coming after Legends.
Yeah.
Because he went after Kurt, and then he went after the Hardy Boys. It makes me wonder who he's going to go after next week. I also got this other idea that we're going to talk about when we get to Raw, but right now... Oh, we also forgot about Sami Zayn.
So before the Kofi, the main event, Sami came out and said...
He was going to say something.
He was going to say something, and he was like,
no, you're not worth it.
No, we're not worth it. Okay.
I feel like he was waiting on the crowd to say something that's going to tee him off, but SmackDown was like, oh, no, we don't want the same thing that happened to us that happened on Raw. We don't want our ass chewed out. So let's just sing his song for him, and maybe he'll be nice to us and go away. And they sung his song. To the point where he couldn't get anything out, and he smiled the entire time, even though he didn't want to smile, because it's not in his character. He's supposed to be a heel, and he smiled and then was like, nah, you're not worth it. That was his way of saying, thank you for being nice to me. Consider yourself spared until next week. So, yeah. But that's the end of our show for SmackDown. Thank you guys for listening this week. We'll definitely be back in full swing, hopefully, by the end of this week.
We gotta do Superstar Shake-Up predictions.
We do. We're gonna have to do that on Saturday. Yeah.
Yep.
There we go. That's our show.
Bye, guys.
Bye.